Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuis for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, there is a lot going on today between modern-day Persia, which is the nation of Iran, and the nation of Israel. Many people from Israel, as well as the United States, are portraying President Trump as Cyrus, a modern-day version of the King of Persia. Talk to us about that.
Well, in the past, various Jewish and Protestant communities have stated that the U.S. President Donald Trump is a 21st century version of ancient Cyrus the Great of Persia. This week, Israel's communication minister, Dr. Shlomo Carl, likened Trump to Cyrus. He said, "Trump is the Cyrus of our time, and even more than that. While Cyrus permitted the Jews to return to the land of Israel, Trump not only allowed the Jewish people to act per their understanding, and not only provided Israel the weapons it needed, but he actively participated in the subterfuge preceding the attack and the attack itself." And in Trump's first term, Rabbi Tuli Weitz publicly compared Trump to the king. And in 2018, the Sanhedrin and Temple Education Center even minted a silver coin depicting Trump's image superimposed of that of Cyrus, who enabled the construction of the second temple back in 538. Back in 2019, Prime Minister of Israel Netanyahu compared Trump to Cyrus the Great. He defeated the Babylonians after they destroyed the first temple. And there was a proclamation known as the Edict of Cyrus, which is referred to also in 2 Chronicles 36. And they even found it. They found it back in March of 1879, an ancient cylinder from the 6th century that has this stuff supporting the biblical account. And then thanks to Cyrus, King Cyrus back then, tens of thousands of Jews went back to the land of Israel, as promised by the prophet Jeremiah. And so today, despite millions of Jews who've returned to Israel, they're not all there yet, and the temple is not a house of prayer for all the nations. As far as Netanyahu, he said, in the long sweep of Jewish history, now this is years ago, back in 2019, okay, there have been only a handful of proclamations by non-Jewish leaders on behalf of our people and our land. Cyrus the great Persian king, Lord Balfour, President Harry S. Truman, and President Donald J. Trump. And you, Mr. President, that's Trump, have done it not once, but twice in your bold proclamation on Jerusalem and your bold proclamation on the Golan.
Let me ask you this. Is it just the tribe of Judah that feels President Trump is comparable to the Iranians' modern-day Cyrus the Great?
Oh, no. A bunch of evangelical Protestants believe in it as well. They think that he is a modern manifestation of King Cyrus, who is considered a type of Messiah. And this actually goes back to an evangelical by the name of Lance Wallnau from the Christian Broadcast Network back in 2016. He called Trump a modern-day Cyrus. And he says, "With Trump, I believe we have a Cyrus to navigate through the storm." King Cyrus is referred to as a Messiah or Yahweh's anointed in Isaiah 45:1. And Cyrus is the only foreigner to be given this designation. The fact is that Cyrus was a pagan chosen by God to deliver his people. And that's one of the reasons there are comparisons between him and Trump. The publication Christianity Today back in 2018 says, "Is Trump our Cyrus? The Old Testament yes or no case." And they say that evangelicals compared Trump to the Persian ruler Cyrus since Republican primaries. It says there's striking links between that and the American political campaign back in 2016. In both situations, there's an outsider who rose to supreme political position in the state. Cyrus was a Persian and a foreigner to Babylonian politics, and Trump was a career businessman and entertainer. And he rose to eliminating a series of establishment Republicans before defeating establishment Democrats. And says, we don't know how Jewish exiles in Babylon felt about Cyrus when he first arrived, but the grassroots citizenry greeted both Trump and Cyrus enthusiastically. Although these parallels, Christianity Today says, were impressive, concluding that Trump imitates Cyrus ignores key differences in their stories. For starter, Trump is not a conquering emperor. He's not inherited what was once the land of Israel as part of his empire. The Jewish population of the world are not his subjects by virtue of his conquest of another nation, and he has not authorized the reconstruction of a temple in Jerusalem.
Well, although President Trump's rhetoric is somewhat pro-Jewish, just like Cyrus's was, he doesn't seem to be inclined to restore the Jewish temple in Jerusalem as did Cyrus. Wouldn't that fact disqualify him from being compared to Cyrus?
Well, regarding that last point, there are some various ones, including some Jews and Protestants and others, believe that Donald Trump's presence at least will allow for the rebuilding of another temple. And the Jerusalem Post said that's what needed to be done for him to truly be Cyrus. Now, the Sanhedrin, as I mentioned before, they put out a coin in Trump's first presidency. It was called the Trump-Cyrus coin. And they did this in order to raise money to build another temple. And it's one of the things that they tried to do. And the fact that Donald Trump made the decision to move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem, some believe that'll make it easier for a third temple to be built there. And that's another reason why they think Trump is the biblical Cyrus. And then the Sanhedrin also released another coin about that as well. And the Sanhedrin actually hopes the sale of those coins can help it raise money for a temple as well as items related to operating a temple.
What, in your opinion, Dr. Teal, is President Trump another Cyrus the Great or not?
No. Just because certain various ones think he is, that doesn't make him so. But it's interesting, back in March of 2017, Trump did attribute a quote to Cyrus the Great that seemed to tie him, like he was making the connection for himself. So he seems to be aware of this connection and has been for quite a few years.
So some Protestants and Jews think President Trump is another Cyrus the Great. You say no. Does anyone else have a point of view?
Yeah, there's a person I know, by a pastor by the name of Don Billingsley with the Church of God Faithful Flock. And he put out an ad years and years ago about this. And he said, possibly in 2018 or 19, President Trump will follow the historical duality of King Cyrus and make a proclamation. Jesus Christ will also stir up the spirit of President Trump to do the same before he leaves office in 2020. The prophecy concerning the temple will be fulfilled, for he will be behind it. Isaiah 46, 8 through 10. This is again from that ad. The need to make the needed changes in life to be protected from the awful things that are near to all of us and prepared for the coming of Jesus Christ and seeing the building of the third temple should be a real wake-up call to that end.
Well, even though Mr. Billingsley was wrong about the timing, what about the word of God he referred to in Isaiah 46?
Well, as it turns out, Isaiah 46, 8 to 10 says nothing about a temple to be built. Now, but let's go back to Isaiah, just see something about Cyrus' prophecy. Isaiah 44, starting in verse 24. This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer who formed you out of the womb. I am the Yahweh, I'm the Lord, the maker of all things, who stretches out the heavens and spreads out the earth by myself, who foils the signs of the false prophets and makes fools of diviners, who overthrows the learning of the wise and turns it to nonsense, who carries out words of his servants and fulfills the predictions of his messengers, who say of Jerusalem, it shall be inhabited, of the towns of Judah, they shall be rebuilt, and of the ruins, I will restore them, and who says of the watery deep, be dry and I will dry up your streams. Verse 28, who says of Cyrus, he is my shepherd and will accomplish all I please. He will say of Jerusalem, let it be rebuilt, and of the temple, let its foundation be laid. Further, the next chapter, we also read about Cyrus. Verse 1, chapter 45. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I've held to subdue nations before him. I will go before you. Verse 3, I'll give you the treasures of darkness, hidden riches of secret places. You know that I'm the God of Israel. Verse 4, for Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, my elect, I've even called you by your name, and I have named you, though you have not known me.
So, in the Bible, God actually called Cyrus by name to lay the foundations of the temple. That doesn't seem to have been the case with President Trump. Where do we find these scriptures about Cyrus fulfilled?
Well, first about President Trump, some people have oddly said he's the Trump of God. But no, I mean, God was really specific about Cyrus. It wasn't some indirect type of thing.
Okay.
And secondly, there's nothing about a Trump of God that directly points to Donald Trump. At least I don't believe so. Anyway, having said that, in Ezra chapter 1, we read about the fulfillment of the Cyrus prophecy. Ezra chapter 1, starting verse 1. Now, in the first year, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord came by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, that the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia. So he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and also put it in writing, saying, thus says the king, Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdoms of the earth, the Lord God of heaven has given me, and he has commanded me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who among you is of his people? May his God be with him. Let him go to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build the house of the Lord God of Israel. He is God, which is in Jerusalem. And whoever is left in any place where he dwells, let the men of his place help him with silver and gold, with goods and livestock, besides the free will offerings for the house of the God, which is Jerusalem. Verse 5. Then the heads of the fathers' houses of Judah and Benjamin, and the priests and the Levites, with all those whose spirits God had moved, arose to go up and build the house of the Lord, which is at Jerusalem, in Jerusalem. And all who were around them encouraged them with articles of silver and gold, with goods and livestock, and with precious things, besides all that was willingly offered. Verse 7, King Cyrus also brought out the articles of the house of the Lord, which Nebuchadnezzar had taken from Jerusalem, and put them in the temple of his gods. And Cyrus, king of Persia, brought them out by the hand of Mithridath, the treasurer, and counted them out to Sheshbazzar, the prince of Judah. So he gave him these things that were from the temple before. Now, the pulpit commentary states the following about the prophecy in Isaiah. It is certainly a very marvelous thing that Isaiah, living at the close of the 8th and beginning of the 7th century BC, should mention a king by name who did not ascend the throne to the middle of the 6th century.
Mm-hmm.
No one can suppose that God could not have made such a revelation to them if he pleased.
Well, then, is there any biblical comparison between the ancient king of modern-day Iran and President Trump?
Well, he's certainly done a lot of things many Jews like. He supported them militarily, politically, etc. But he's not doing the same thing that Cyrus' prophecy was for, that was fulfilled thousands of years ago. And God has not commanded Donald Trump to build a temple in Jerusalem. Yet, having said that, Donald Trump is apocalyptic, and there are going to be a lot of many unintended consequences of his presidency. But unlike Cyrus, Donald Trump was not prophesied by name to get a Jewish temple rebuilt. But he may take steps that will encourage the Jews to resume daily animal sacrifices, which, according to Ezra 3:6, do not require an actual temple.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.